The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
It's the big elephant in the room this time. It keeps needling us constantly since 9/11, and especially after our war in Afghanistan. We realized then that the Islamic terrorists had already infiltrated the entire world, many living among us here in the U.S. It's 4 years since we entered Iraq, and we can see now that our military effort was too little, too late. What a mess we have created. We were too weak. We were never strong enough, and the Iraqis finally didn't care enough to want to be a democracy. We didn't have the wherewithal to stop their infighting. The one thing that would have made all the difference in Iraq and may have prevented the civil war there is so noticeable by its absence, and it's called the draft. D-R-A-F-T. The courageous young Americans who signed up to fight in Iraq did not expect to be called upon to go back again and again and again. That was not the expected deal. That was not fair. But our leaders opted to do that rather than to establish what was fair, and that was the draft. And if it's so, why, after 60 years, do we still have occupation troops in peaceful Germany and peaceful Japan? Where is the government outrage when daily military recruiters are physically thrown out of publicly financed universities around our country? All Americans benefit from living in our glorious nation, so all able-bodied Americans should be serving in the military. That terrible word that no elected official from the president down has the cojones to mention has been missing for the past 4 years. What are we waiting for? Our enemies are laughing at our self-imposed impotence. Poisoned and crippled by political correctness, like all of weak and useless Europe, our leaders are afraid that they will be committing political suicide by promoting the draft. I think the opposite would be true. They would finally be considered honest, courageous, and serious instead of self-serving. Like it or not, 9/11 was the dawn of a different world. Realistically, we may be fighting world terrorism for 20 years or even more. To defend ourselves and our allies, we must all be totally prepared and strong, like my generation was in conquering evil in World War II. We were all involved. We all cared. We all had a vested interest. We all had meat rationing and other restrictions. Women took over the factories when our men were fighting the enemy. Because we were together, we won. Every able-bodied man and woman should serve willingly in the military for 2 years at age 18 and be in the reserves until age 50. That is the law in Israel, which always has a strong, prepared army. If our entire society was invested in our safety and security, many of the polarized situations politically would be neutralized. Again, for the past 4 years, most Americans have been only spectators and critics of the war, but personally involved? Unthinkable. To them I say, wake up. If you want freedom, you must be willing to fight for it. Every American must be involved. Every American must care. A country can fight cheap and win. The world observes and sneers at our stupidity and at our military weakness. There are those cowards who will scurry away to Canada or elsewhere, but they will be in the minority. To reiterate, if we initiate the draft, never again will it be too little and too late. For KSO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
If you'd like an audio or written copy of Kay's latest commentary, go to KSCO.com and click on Kay's Commentaries.